This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Iran has a new president. Religious conservative Mahmoud Ahmadinejad today took over from former pro-reform cleric Mohammad Khatami. The change comes as Iran faces important questions over the future of its nuclear program and the direction of its internal policies. The presidential elections last June brought Ahmadinejad to power, causing some to fear a return of a fundamentalist regime. With us now is one young Iranian who voted in that election, Amir Aram is a college student and English translator, and he joins us from Tehran. And Mr. Aram, welcome to the program.
That's my pleasure.
So what do you think of your new president?
Well, actually, there are different points of views about the new president. Most, you know, important problem of Iranians that is being considered by many is the financial problem, the economical problems, and also the unemployment. If we want to talk about the new president, I should say that he had some words, you know, stressing on solving such problems. If he comes to bring his words into action, I think it would be great. But if not, you know, we have to regret that once more Iranian people went to go and vote for someone who didn't bring his words into action.
Did you vote for him?
Yes. Actually, I participated in elections. Then many Iranians came to elect someone who had, you know, different ideas and who had a very good background and very good resume. I mean, when he was mayor of Tehran, he did a lot for this city, and he was also governor of the Ardabil province. That was why many Iranians wanted to make a new decision and wanted to bring someone new, like what they did in bringing President Khatami some 8 years ago. They were all looking for change.
Even though he is much more conservative than Khatami was and may institute some religious reforms to the government there.
Actually, as an Iranian, I think that, you know, the situation now in Iran has changed a lot with what it was some 8 years ago. You know, people have more social freedom, and I think the new president will not, you know, limit these situation and will not put more restrictions on the people. I think his initial schedule is to bring some, you know, new ways of economical schedules for the people. That is what is being considered, you know, more important for people rather than, for example, the social freedom, because we have it. We are looking for something that we don't have, and that is why I think nothing will change, and the situation, in my opinion, is going to be better.
So you're confident you won't lose any of your freedoms?
Well, it seems very unlikely, but I cannot, you know, 100% say that nothing will happen. He is president of all Iranians. I mean, he's not just president of those who supported him. He is now president of all Iranians, and he should work for the good of all country, not only for the good of some, you know, some people and some supporters.
You mentioned the nuclear issue. The West is quite concerned. What do you think of opening up the UN seals on the plant in Isfahan?
As a country, we have the right to use different kinds of energies. The government is saying that we use this nuclear energy in peaceful ways. So if we can benefit nuclear energy in peaceful ways, we have to continue it, even if there are pressures from the international society.
Amir Aram is an Iranian college student and English translator. He joined us from Tehran, Iran. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.